Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It is time now for Mind Your Business. So keeping ahead of the curve with the latest technology has been critical in establishing Singapore as a regional innovation hub. Now, its Smart Nation initiative is central in driving advancement across industries, making Singapore one of the most digitally competitive countries in the world. Continuing to leverage the latest technologies will be critical in Singapore's transition to a knowledge-based economy, and quantum computing is the next frontier. However, the challenge of bringing quantum computing to the market is massive. I mean, it's comparable to the Human Genome Project or even the landing on the moon for that matter. Against this backdrop, quantum engineering program hosted in the National University of Singapore and Amazon Web Services have signed a memorandum of understanding for a two-year tie-up to boost quantum communication and computing technologies development here in Singapore. Now, it's led by the QEP or Quantum Engineering Program. The collaboration will see Amazon Web Services share its resources to advance quantum computing research projects and public outreach activities to solve real-world challenges. Let's try and find out a little bit more about this with Alexander Ling, Director of the Quantum Engineering Program and Associate Professor at NUS. Prof, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
This is so interesting. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi film. Quantum engineering. Could you tell us about NUS's quantum engineering program?
Yes. So the quantum engineering program, or QEP for short, is a funding mechanism where we want to support the conversion of quantum technologies into solutions for people working at the forefront of technology. Now, we need to take stock a little bit. And as you have said, Singapore is always a little bit ahead of the curve. And it actually has a really good international recognition for the investment that it has put into quantum technologies over the last 20 years. The first quantum technology lab was set up at NUS 20 years ago. And in 2007, Singapore actually invested to expand those labs into one of the world's largest centers for quantum research and development. So we have today research and development activities in quantum technologies across all the universities and also at A*STAR. And so the program is now set up to pick technologies that are very promising that could be used to solve real-world challenges. And we want to also build an ecosystem so that end users and also industry can come together with the scientists and engineers to develop these new solutions.
Where quantum technology is concerned, it's very much in the area of physics and engineering in that sense. Maybe you could give us an example of how quantum technology is used.
Okay. So you're right. It started out as, a basic physics problem. Then the problem is this. If we can control individual, particles of matter, like an atom, right? Mm. Can we actually use it to store information? So what's been going on over the last few decades is that we've gotten this really exquisite control over these small particles like atoms, and we can now store information inside them. So instead of having a classical bit of information, we can call this a quantum bit. And by putting lots of these quantum bits together, we have new information processing capability. And that's where we talk about quantum computing, being able to solve problems that existing supercomputers cannot.
Wow. Wow. You mentioned that Singapore is always a little bit ahead of the curve. I'm curious as to where we stand where quantum computing capabilities are concerned on the world stage.
Right. So if you look at the landscape, right, so what we have in Singapore is very good communication, quantum communication ability. We have been testing how to transfer these quantum signals over the fiber network in Singapore. That is working quite well. And when it comes to quantum computing, we have very deep expertise in the hardware aspects. And we also have a lot of experts who are working on the algorithms. So it's not enough to just have the hardware, but you also have to think of how you're going to program this new type of computer. And we have expertise in all of these areas.
Actually, from a business point of view, I mean, the current tech wave, I mean, it's already there and established, but at least with quantum technology, it's an opportunity to really be ahead of the curve. How will it impact the way businesses operate in future? And am I presuming too much to say that 5G is going to play a huge part in the advancement of quantum technology?
I would say that perhaps quantum technology is even beyond 5G.
Wow, okay.
So it's like, yeah, it's actually, one should think of how one is actually going to solve some of those outstanding problems that is very difficult to solve using today's computers. So let me give you an example. For example, if you are trying to look for a new material mm-hmm. or a new drug, this is fundamentally a physics problem because you have all these atoms inside this drug, this molecule, and you need to see how they interact with each other. Mm. And a quantum computer is actually very good at doing this. And you can actually model many different kinds of materials. And so this is actually one of those application areas that we are looking at. Then another example perhaps is logistics. So okay. You're thinking of how to move, you know, your supplies or your resources around a network. It turns out that a quantum computer can also give you advantages over there.
So it could do things like, say, for example, in March where there was that shipping container jam at the Suez Canal, the quantum technology or computer could actually sort of recalculate or something like that in terms of how logistics can match supply and chain, supply and demand rather, in other parts of the world. Is this an example of how it could have solved the situation?
Yes, it could have helped to alleviate some of the situations.
Okay.
So, you know, earlier this year, we brought together the community who's practicing supply chain logistics problems with the computer scientists, and then we were discussing how to actually apply quantum computers to this. So it's actually, you know, quite an interesting time ahead.
And it saves a lot of time, I would imagine. Tell us a bit about this collaboration that you have with Amazon Web Services.
So the QEP, in order to solve this technology challenges, we look for strong companies, strong partner companies that we can work with. And AWS is one of these companies that we have identified. One of the most interesting things for us is that AWS has a service called AWS Bracket where they can actually put quantum computers on the cloud and then, you know, people can actually access these quantum computers from anywhere in the world. So one of the things that we would like to do in Singapore is that when we have our own quantum computers, which we develop locally, we would like to be able to put that on the cloud. And by working with AWS at this early stage, we are able to figure out how to overcome some of these hurdles.
But how does it tie in with Singapore's Smart Nation Initiative?
Well, I guess, you know, in the Smart Nation Initiative, we would like Singapore to be, you know, a trusted place to do business. So from that aspect, we need to make sure that our communications are secure. And so quantum communications is one way of doing that. We can make sure that our communications are sort of hack-proof. Then the other thing is, you know, we want people to come to Singapore to be able to do all of this innovation, to set up businesses and to launch these quantum services to the region. And you know, by building up this ecosystem, building up the talent of people who understand the quantum technology and how to actually use it, this is one of the things that we hope to achieve in the QEP.
Wow. I can only imagine what the future will look like. And I think you probably could do a better job at painting the picture. I mean, from your perspective, what would a quantum-ready future look like here in Singapore? What would the experience be like for the people of Singapore?
I would say, I think perhaps the best experience is that the end users see that the technology is completely transparent to them. They don't have to worry about it, but they can enjoy the benefits. So, for example, in terms of communication security, when they go online to, you know, carry out transactions, they can be assured that the communications are backed up using quantum technology. Then the other thing is in terms of logistics or in terms of how we are deploying the resources in the country, perhaps the quantum computer could be, you know, playing a role in optimizing how these resources are allocated. Mm-hmm. So it makes things smoother, it makes things more sustainable, if you would. Mm-hmm. But in a way that would be transparent to the end user. They would just enjoy the benefits of it.
Mm. Professor, I know this next and this last question really might be a bit of a speculative question, but if, let's say, the entire world was quantum ready and this is at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, could it have solved a lot more problems? Perhaps it may not be able to come up with a vaccine or a cure, but could it have dealt with the other supply chain issues, the other, I don't know, maybe even a supply chain of vaccines throughout the world?
Well, that's difficult to say. I guess, you know, the hope when we had this workshop with the supply chain experts was that we hope that computers could actually contribute to it. This is something that we are working actively on, and we like to see what the outcomes are in a few years.
Wow, interesting, fascinating stuff. I've been speaking with Alexander Ling, who is director of the Quantum Engineering Program and associate professor at NUS. Prof, thank you for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.